This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I can think of no two better people to spend my Friday nights with.
Naked and drunk.
Than Randy and Jake. Rudy and Josh.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Rounding out the week the best way we know how. Mick Schaefer of KSHB 41 dancing right now. Dancing in his chair because you bring that kind of energy, Mick, and I really appreciate that to end out a week.
What's up, pricks?
We should probably talk about
that's today's world
the context.
Word.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right. Well, and so now that is a harsh spoiler. I thought
it's late in the day. Almost everybody's played it already.
If you haven't played Wordle by 9 p.m.,
yeah,
I think that's on you.
It's really 10 p.m. because I believe they go off East Coast time.
Oh, does it? I don't know. I think it's midnight. I think it's midnight local.
I think it's local.
Okay, then never mind. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
But regardless, if you haven't played by 9 p.m. after it has been up for however many hours that would be, 21 hours.
Yeah.
You know. We're sorry. And if you didn't understand what Mick just did there and you want to play Wordle still, just
or if you want to impress your friends, write it down first and then post on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll get all the points.
You've got to get one letter wrong on your first guess and then tweet it. Lebo, yeah. I think, got it in two today, or he said his wife got it in two today.
Yes.
We have
How do you get to that in two? Because I was set up for it in three. I'm like, that. No way that's going to be the word. So I tried privy, then I tried primp. Then I'm like, well, I guess I got to try this one.
Renee also tried privy. I don't know why that is a word both you guys got to. Weird
British
letters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at it, there's only so many left, right? So I'd already used my C and my E. I couldn't be price, right? I didn't use the C. I used the E. I hadn't been price. And like, well, you look at the remaining letters and you come up with a word. Like, yeah, I'll try that.
I knew that I was going to be good on this one today. Once I got to the end of it, I realized because I am both competitive and diabetic. So the prick in every facet has been a part of my life now.
I've gotten it in two before, so
I have.
I'm trying to remember what the word
what is
was,
my,
though.
I've only played the last 3 days. I think my stats are...
Grab your stats, everybody.
Two fives and a four. I'm sad. Yeah, I've got two fives and a four.
Rudy, you texted this to Lebo and I earlier, and I thought it was very interesting. You going with the opening word of ado.
Ado.
It gets four vowels there.
I think it's kind of cheating.
Good.
Like,
It's a good word.
I heard this on a podcast.
I think they're planning on that, too, because I've started each day with the word stare, because it's got R-S-T, A-N-E, five of the most common letters out there.
Wheel of Fortune strategy.
And the last 3 days have been... Point, a robot, and prick. No E's or A's. And
I picked a different first word every day, and I try to pick a word that kind of has today's word, like the ends in I-C-K, something that's very common where there's a lot of words that can go from there, or like lunch, you know, the N-C-H,
sure, yeah.
A lot of words with there. Mm-hmm. So I try to pick words that kind of have like a very common ending.
Yeah.
That also have like obviously five different letters because like I'm not starting off with like paper even though ER is a good ending.
The duplicate thing
you can duplicate.
Yes,
yeah,
you can, I didn't know that until.
But my first guess, yesterday. I'm trying to knock out as many letters as I can.
We have to. I think that this is the time to give that PSA to people. If you're not playing Wordle or don't know what it is, it's just a word game that you can play in your browser. You can play it on your phone. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets the same word at midnight. We think every day, and everyone gets one word. And we'll talk about that aspect of it because I think they're different. Different takes on that particular element of the scarcity of Wordle. But you can get duplicate letters in one word, and if you get it in the right spot, it'll just show as green. But you can't tell someone that the day that the word has two letters, because then they know to look for it. So I
typed in robot a couple days ago thinking, okay, that's not right, but it's going to tell me on my R and my T in the correct spot.
Perfect.
I was like, oh! Wait, you can use two O's.
That's the magic right there.
It's the magic Wordle.
This is also... So I am 17 for 17.
I was going to say, how often do people miss it? Did not get... Have you been close? Have you had any sixes?
I've had two sixes.
Yeah, I've gotten one...
And three threes. Everything else has been a four or a five.
I've gotten one wrong, I believe.
Because it keeps your streak.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I am 7 of 12, or 11 of 12.
Okay, like
and then
7.
Wow. Yeah, and then I've gotten a 6. I got a couple. My most common is 3 and 5. I either get it in 3 or I get it in 5, it seems like.
I am afraid if I do end up ever not getting one, that will be the last time I ever play it.
Right.
Because the streak is so important. But I think that there's got to be... Someone will eventually do a master's paper on the math of Wordle. Mm-hmm. And by the time it comes out, it will have been unplayed for two years.
So,
But I think there's got to be some math to it that is, hey, you have 26 letters to choose from, five slots, six times. You got 30 letters there. Like, you should be able to work through. If you wanted to play it that way, you could guarantee that you would eventually get it, I think.
Or at least get those letters in there. Like steel could also be leased, right?
Right.
There's a lot of different words. A small word, a five-letter word can be rearranged a lot of times. But yeah, no.
How do you feel about continue if you get
I think there's
going to
be
greens.
A timer, because I know people are out there. Maybe going on another site and putting, okay, these letters, how many different combinations could I get?
That's a line in the sand for me. I do try to play it in the mode where I did Proud, Prime, and Prick were my three today. Very satisfying.
Great job
staircase.
With the PR to begin.
Mm-hmm. Really just I couldn't be more proud or Prime or a Prick. but so I am a line in the sand on two things. As one, I will not Google anything, but I will definitely take as much time as I need.
Yeah.
But I do not leave this page.
Sure.
The other thing is that you can play it in hard mode, which I haven't actually turned on that setting because I'm afraid it's going to change the things. So what it does is it says any revealed hints must be used in subsequent guesses. So if you do Proud and Prime, your next word couldn't be steel and just try to get different letters in there.
Why would you do that?
I've done it not often. If I'm in a, I can't think of a great example, but it's like if I'm in a spot where like I cannot think of any possible, like I have maybe the first and the fourth letter,
or like two and five,
and
or
I
something.
Literally
yeah.
cannot think of any word, and so I'm like, okay, I just need to either eliminate letters or like right, I just need to put in a five letter word with the letters I have remaining and figure out if any of these are even remotely right or just to eliminate them. I don't do that. It's not something I've done often. I think I've only done that twice because I don't know if it pays off.
I think it helps, but it doesn't fit the spirit of the game to me, But
so
it could be a little hack.
Jason got it in three today, his first time ever. And so I can't remember what his first word was.
Well, it's because he read the text line. I'm just thinking of the first word that came to mind.
His second word was Drake, because Drake was across from him, and he's like looking around. And so that got him the R and the K.
Yeah.
And then he just guessed. I'm like, how did you go from Drake to Prick? Really?
Also not that hard.
I had a very nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So I obviously started off with a do. And then my next guess from there, I was like, okay, I need an I in the middle. Thick. I was like, okay, beautiful. Now I got
the
nice
C's,
K.
Yeah. The double letters.
Thick, brick, prick.
Yeah.
Thick, brick, prick.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
So
I looked it up because I was curious. I was like, when did I get the two? I knew it was Wordle 214, so I went to, obviously, if you need awesome. Wordle information, you go to FortniteInsider.com.
Sure, of course.
Like
of course.
Anybody does.
It's my homepage.
The word point. It was Wordle 214. The word point
three
I
days
got
ago.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday. I got that in my second guess. That's
what
the only time.
First, what was your, from a do?
No, I do. Every day I've used a different first word. I'm guessing
I'm going to try a do.
Probably on that day. So I used a P word because I only got one.
As I tell my kids, we don't use the P word.
And we also don't use double letters on your first guess,
I don't
Rudy.
Remember what it would have been.
Stupid.
Like what my, but
yeah. We're all talking about puppy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's
a lot
of P's.
So many P's there. It's not even helpful. So we have already had the conversation of should this game be infinitely playable, right? Like part of the reason that
it's got to be some
well so
app
apparently
right now,
there's
right?
an app there's an app that Rudy is aware of.
Oh, there's not just a app, there are already hundreds.
Here's
of them.
The thing though, I don't want that.
Agreed. Like the charm of this, when I get done, I want to play another one. But the charm is that, like, okay, for the next 24 hours,
you just have to wait.
Because I play at 12:15 at night, I'll get home and play. You can see how what everybody else did online. We share it with my wife, my son. We share it, and it's kind of funny to where like there's only 26 letters. You can kind of see what they wrote beforehand and figure out, okay, I bet this is the word you started with. I know this is the word you had right before prick. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I went with.
Yeah, so if you go to the app store, you have Wordle with an exclamation mark. You have Wordis. You have Wordlets. You have Wordle-WordPuzzle. You have Wordy.
So our family was addicted to
Words
a game called Word Cookies for years.
Word
I
next.
Finally deleted it from my phone. It basically, it would give you a 6 or 7 letter word, maybe it went up to 8, and it would be in a circle. and on a cookie, and you had to find as many words, and it would list. Okay, there's like 16 words these can come up with. Some are with three letters, some are four, some are five, some are six, and then you just draw. Like you take your finger and you draw and you spell it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen these games and ones like it, and it. I also really like word games.
It's a time suck, man.
But that's the, I think I just need to not download it. I think I need to know myself just well enough there.
That's what I did.
Stick with Wordle.
The other thing with Wordle is that how many group chats right now are staying alive off of the back of Wordle around the world? It's got to be a billion because I have at least three or four different people or different conversations of just like we just send our chart, you know, and then talk about how great or stupid we are.
Mm-hmm.
That I have talked to Matt Derrick around the frame of Wordle more over the last 2 weeks than I have about anything Chiefs or otherwise life related. Wordle is there for it.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking like how should we just get the group chat together and then just have an 8-10 team, an AES competition, you know? Because I think we're all, well, competitive pricks, and...
Oh, I'm a thick prick.
Hey, bragger.
More of a brick in that case, actually.
Or he's a liar, one of the two, right?
Yeah, that's only four letters, though, is the issue. Liars, you're liars, plural. Also, I don't know if you haven't been listening to the show forever all the time, you might not know that Mick does have, many... many strange talents, but this one in particular, you mentioned the game Word Cookies earlier. How many letters in the word cookies, real quick?
Seven.
Okay, what about Wordle?
Six.
What about thick?
Five.
Brick?
Five.
Brick?
Five.
Thick, but with two C's.
Oh, six. Well, are you adding the K
there?
I don't
know
how.
That's
I got to know how to spell the word.
That's up to you for figuring out how to
but like
how to spell
Sports
it.
6, Radio 5... Budweiser, 9.
Yeah, Aardvark.
Is 8. Two A's, right? Well, three total, but two next to each other.
Do you need to know how to spell it?
Yeah, I picture the word and just...
If I go like refrigerator...
That is 10.
Restaurant...
That is 10. Actually, for refrigerator, I might have messed up.
I think
it's 11,
think it's
right?
10.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not here to
12.
Actually judge
12,
it.
Yeah.
The hilarious
thing...
I gotta
get going.
Yeah, I mean...
Restaurant is right with 10.
The funniest thing would be that if you never actually got it right,
like
really...
30, like that's
but I'm not here to check you. I'm not even... So you could just be running a long grift right now that I'll find out on Twitter later. It's like, hey, Nick got all of those wrong. Tumblr.
7.
Tumblr, the website.
737. Oh, I see.
That's still funny.
Tumblr 6.
No, that was funnier.
Yeah.
No, your answer was better than mine was there.
I was supposed to do all three words.
Nope, that's all right. That did it. Josh Allen.
Josh is 4, Allen's 5.
Okay.
That's our sports. Okay,
we did it.
That's it.
We got one.
Get back to it.
We got one. Pass rush.
Pass 4. Buffalo 7. Kansas 6. City 4. Chiefs 6. Those are easy. Those are shorter ones.
I wanted to get the exact.
Once it gets double digits, I'll sometimes hesitate.
Didn't
Hesitate's
you know
got eight.
The because we've done this before the was it Super Fragile Calistic?
Oh yeah,
didn't you like
that
one?
Three or something like that?
Because I feel like that was like how we learned this out. Was Mike was like, yeah, I know how many letters are in it.
Do you have a word that you are not good at spelling that you know like just every time?
So,
or are you a master speller?
I'm a pretty good speller. There's probably some words that I get wrong, but I learned about this ability watching City Slickers 2. Okay, and so in it, I think the word was choreography. He's like 12, and how are you doing that? They're at a campfire, and I sat up. I was watching with my girlfriend in high school. I'm like, I can do that. I can do that. Start naming words. Give me words. And I discovered that, like, I think I've just always kind of counted them. When I picture a word, I count it.
Is there a name for this? Okay, ability to know number of letters.
Virgin
in a word. I mean, you've got kids.
I didn't for a long time.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I wonder now. There's the thing where you see the first and last letter in the right space, but the letters in the middle are jumbled up. Mm-hmm. You can usually read those.
I think I cluster them like three at a time. I just kind of count by threes usually.
So this
nine letter words are always 9 and 12 should usually be easier for me.
Now on dictionary.com,
dictionary's got 10.
What about dot
3?
There's the headline here is if you're able to read this, you might have typoglycemia, and that the letters are jumbled up. But the word hypoglycemia is a very good name for a word ability or disease. Also does make me think that I should just have like a, you know, a piece of candy right now. Because anything glycemia right now is all bad. And then, you know, that's not going to get to load. So I'm not going to get to read any more about hypoglycemia. Sorry to let you all down.
It's quite all right.
All right, Mick. Well, thanks for being here. I just wanted to talk to you about Wordle for 15 minutes.
I love words. I love Wordle's the crypto fun. Quote. Those are
something
fun
else
in the paper to do those where they give you T equals R, and then you got to figure out
whole
sentence in the quote and everything.
You a crossword guy at all?
Love crosswords.
So this, I don't know if this will...
Kansas City Star crosswords are easy.
I'm not smart enough with the crossword. I got the Wordle down. Crossword... Yeah.
So, crosswords have gotten at least a little bit of a resurgence on Twitch. It is something that people will do on their Twitch streams, and they'll just do a crossword, and you could probably either choose to look at your chat and get help from there, or block them out and go that way. So, crossword and Wordle, I think, are going to continue the evolution of word games.
There we go. The game.
Whoa.
Only five-letter words.
Is that how it would have to go?
Only five-letter words, right.
You get to do
one
like
a
day.
Easy.
Yeah. One a day, five-letter words, no hints, just colors?
And it doesn't tell you if you got it right or wrong, like, at the end of the day? Like,
so at that point, I think you're making a crossword.
Right? But it's all it's five letters, you know?
Yeah. I think we got to, you know what?
Or maybe once you get to the end, like, you get your five guesses or your six guesses, and if you just can't get the word, it doesn't tell you the right word, but you know which, you still know like what your progress was, right? So you can, even though you may not have been told the right word, in theory, you could, in your mind, guess again. But if you get it wrong, but you know what I mean? Making it a little bit of challenge for the intersecting words and stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's get on
it. It is funny in this age of, Fortnite, you got Candy Crush on your phone and all these kind of, not complex, but a lot of things
Pokemon
that go into
it.
You gotta figure out all the rules and learning all this stuff. It's Wordle. Is that like, it's basically fancy hangman, right? Yeah. Is captivating us.
Well, this happens all the time, though. It's the simplest ideas are the best ideas, right? So often we're trying to like come up with like the biggest, most extravagant things. And you look at some of these other Wordle apps, like again, the most popular one, you can actually like, choose, right, four, five, six letters. And it's also kind of in a circle more than just the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they're clearly making it more complicated, right? And in theory, giving you more options. I have no desire for that.
Yeah.
Just give me the five words, green, yellow, red.
Yeah.
Or green, yellow, or
I was confused
black,
by the black, and, but the black's the same as just night mode or
dark
whatever.
Dark mode, baby.
Yeah,
yep. Yep. That's how you know. That's what it really has done is unveiled all of the people in this world who have not yet come across the threshold to dark mode.
I hate dark mode.
Oh, all my devices are on dark mode.
Why?
Because it's better.
How?
Because I don't need brightness in my life.
It's my phone's bright enough.
Aaron Lattle will change it to dark mode on like the Google or like on the Windows Chrome or whatever we're using at work.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Hate it. Give me my white background.
Give me that dark mode.
Interesting. Yeah,
although they do say, no, I guess it would be the easiest sign or symbols to read are black letters on a yellow background. That's why all those signs you see, like school crossing or whatever.
Interesting.
It is actually easier to see
that
black on yellow than it is black on white.
Huh.
I mean, I guess it makes sense that there would be a rhyme and reasoning behind the government putting, you know, obviously like black on a white back, black text on a yellow background.
Yeah.
But I just never crossed my mind.
Red is obviously a big, catches your eyes, why stop signs are red. But then if you need to put information, that's why a lot of times they do black lettering on yellow background.
And it kind of makes sense with a stop sign because you don't necessarily
need to read stop, you just see red.
And it's like, hey, stop, right? Like in our mind, red is we are inclined. When we see red, we stop.
When you
turn 8:10, you see all the red and you just
freeze.
Stop.
Yeah, the desk.
The dial just stays on 8:10.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why we went with that color.
We freeze you in your tracks.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's also if that's true in neutral situations, if that's only true outdoors, if it's both. We have a sign with a black background with some yellow text and some white text.
Look at that right there. You
and
got
the yellow text is easier to read than the white text.
The gold Missouri jerseys there with Mizzou number 3, Drew Locke. I can't not see that. Look at that. It's popping.
Yeah.
It's popping.
Huh. We really do learn something every week.
We do.
Do you have a single solitary Chiefs take for this, by the way? Because we've had, it's been a weird couple of days because of all of the Willie Gay stuff. And then also they signed Damon Arnett at the end of yesterday. And everyone's like, oh, it's pretty cool timing for a guy that's not been particularly good or good to have around.
Good off
his career.
Yeah.
He's just generally been bad. Just kind of a double negative.
Well, I mean, thanks to the awful tragedy that happened in Las Vegas this year, his stuff kind of gets swept under the rug, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he became the second line item for first-round picks out of that draft to be cut within a
same
week.
Draft?
Same draft class.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same draft class cut a week apart. So I don't know if you have anything just pressing on you about either of those stories, because if not, that's fine. That's spent plenty of time on it yesterday. But also, like, we have a legitimately great football game that I feel like we've only started to fully talk about today, and it's Friday.
Wow, it should take the backseat to Wardle. Yeah, absolutely.
Deservedly so.
It was good to hear earlier today Willie Gay's going to play. I think he was always going to play. I mean, you have, what, felony charges still against Frank Clark, and he never got suspended or anything.
Yep.
So the guy broke a vacuum and a door. And so you can, like, I mean, like, hopefully things are okay domestically there, but everything worked out. And look, maybe her phone call was good at that time. Maybe it would have escalated. Maybe she shouldn't have made it. I don't know, but he should play, and he is playing. So that's good for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. My one takeaway is that, okay, well, Melvin Ingram is the only Chief that's beaten the Bills this year, by the way. It was week one when
good
he was at the
God.
Steelers. Yeah. Yes. We talked about it on the zone. Josh Allen is 52-1 against the Chiefs roster this year. and so, but the Steelers beat the Bills. Yeah. And roughly the same era of the schedule this year that the Chiefs got hammered by the Bills. So I don't think you can take anything away from that week five deal. I get it. The Chiefs turned the ball over a lot, and that was a big deal. I expect the Chiefs to turn the ball over on Sunday. Hopefully it's not more than one time, but bad stuff's probably going to happen, but I think they can weather the bad stuff storm against this team. They're mortal. Look, they have a worse record than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I know they beat them. It's funny, though. Those three games against the remaining three AFC teams, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Titans, of course they all beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
Those are the three, like, PTSD games for Chiefs fans, aren't they the most, right?
Absolutely.
Those two, even more than the Ravens. We fumbled. Should have beat the Ravens. But those two, especially the Titans, right?
Yeah.
And then the Bills beating them by three scores. And then Bengals, maybe not so much, but it's like recent on the mind. Those three teams are the ones that are left. There are scars that are still there that have yet to heal on Chiefs fans.
Yeah, they're supposed to be measuring stick games, and they were. And they measured that the Chiefs weren't standing up to those other teams at that point.
It is kind of like crazy how the Chiefs, I mean, like, since Patrick Mahomes has taken over, the Chiefs have been, you know, like, had more success than just about anybody, right, since the start of 2018. And this playoff run is kind of like the revenge tour because it's, you have, like, you know, obviously, like, they dominated Pittsburgh this year, but, like, there's a little bit of Pittsburgh playoff memory.
Absolutely.
Like, right? Like, we've had some bad playoff memories of Pittsburgh. Now, the rest of the AFC you lost to this year. And then there's a chance, we'll see what happens, you might be rematching with the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl.
Who is, I think the last coach or team to beat Andy Reid twice in a season, I believe, was the Patriots that 18-year, right? Because they beat him in New England, and then they beat him in the AFC Championship game. I don't know how many other times it's happened in the last 6 or 7 years, ever since the Chiefs started their run of the AFC West.
They've been too good in the division to have lost any of those teams twice.
Yeah,
they haven't lost a lot of playoff games. We know who they lost the playoff games to.
I don't think they lost to the Titans in the regular season, right? In after 17, and I don't think they lost to the Steelers in the regular season in 16, did they? So it doesn't happen much.
No.
Beating them twice in the season, and so I think that's a good thing for the Chiefs because they're gonna have to beat two teams that they've already beaten.
Where's your heat check on
Josh
Allen?
Lost to?
Where are you at on Josh Allen right now?
He's
on the hype train.
He's volatile, right? I mean, he's up and down. He's one of those deals like, okay, when you're a fan of a certain team in a certain market, you know everything about that team, right? Every play, every player, all that stuff. Every other team, you're just catching the highlights on SportsCenter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You're not seeing the interceptions. You're not seeing the bad stuff. If the team wins, you're seeing the good stuff. Or if you played them once and they were awesome, like the Bills were in week five, that's all you remember. But you forget, like, no, they were bad enough to lose to the Steelers.
They lost to the Jags.
They're better off losing to the Jaguars.
Josh Allen.
This is the thing. The AFC has been really weird this year because you just look at all. I mean, honestly, the team that probably you feel. I mean, like the Chiefs have obviously been playing well, but the team that's maybe had the least amount of weirdness might be the Bengals.
Yeah.
Like they like, and even then, right? Like it's
they
Jamar
had
Chase.
Some stinkers.
It's just like, you know, this year's been weird. The Titans have lost to the Texans. Like it's just the Ravens just got obliterated by injuries, and so maybe it's not so much weird for them as it's just you expect it. But everybody's just got those losses this year,
right? And it's all about perspective, right? And about fatigue. If you're tired of, you know, hyping somebody up, and that, like, if nationally everybody's on out. Oh man, what a game last week! What a year! This is the guy to challenge Mahomes. Mahomes has had his worst year as an NFL quarterback.
Bengals lost to the Bears, by the way.
Okay, I was trying to figure out what their weird loss was.
And so this is, we'll all agree, Mahomes' worst year, right, in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, right? Statistically at least, performance-wise.
He still threw for 400 more yards than Josh Allen on only 12 more passing attempts. 400 more yards. He had one more touchdown than Josh Allen. He had one or two less interceptions than Josh Allen, okay? Oh, I mean, that's how good Mahomes is in that, like, the narratives, if you just went by them, oh man, it's been a tough year for Mahomes, and Allen is this rising star. And look, I think he is. He's very good and all that. But when you boil it down, that's how good Mahomes is, how good he's been. That, like, now he's had a much better season. He led his team to a better record. He's got every stat that's better than Josh Allen. Yet, the narrative wouldn't make you think so.
The Bengals also lost to the Jets on Halloween. Weird year.
And they got swept by the Browns.
It's just a weird, weird season. I think that point about the perception and everything is something that Chiefs fans have started to learn already, but are going to have to continue keeping in mind for maybe the next decade.
They'll turn into Darth Vader. I mean,
yes.
Mahomes will turn into Tom Brady. Everybody will hate him. You'll turn into the Patriots.
Hopefully.
Right. That's the goal.
That is the blessing.
That's the goal.
We've talked about it. The thing that I think is so amazing is I think Mahomes is already there. Like I think he has already become the, like, I think most people wanted to watch the Chiefs lose in the Super Bowl, and that's with Tom Brady on the other team.
Yeah,
like I think Mahomes, and part of it is just because, like, again, like, his first year as a starter, he throws for 50 touchdown passes and wins MVP. It's just he's getting the LeBron James treatment.
Right.
Years, you know, in his second year in the league.
The first 2 weeks of having ferrets, okay, they're warm and they're cuddly and you love them. After that, they're still warm and cuddly, but you realize the crap all over the place.
Good news,
they kind of stink a little bit too. And then a month later, your son sells them back.
Okay, you know, let's go ahead and follow the ferret trail.
Good news about ferrets is, you know what ferrets do? They keep mice and rats away.
Do they?
Yeah, because they're just a large rat.
Do they, like, though? In their cage, though? Do they keep the mice away?
No, like, yeah, like they eat like mice and rats.
So,
like,
so you gotta let them.
Hopefully, we don't have any of those around ferrets.
Should have just let them loose in your house and burrow into the walls and let them take care of your rodent problem by creating. That's a real. You give a mouse a cookie. You give a mouse a cookie, and the mouse wants more. You get a ferret to eat the mouse, and the ferret gets eaten by it. You have to get a hawk, or this ends. ends with grandma eating a python.
Then we
or something.
Need a tiger to eat the hawk.
Right. Yes. So the ferrets are no longer a member of the Schaefer household.
Audi 5000.
Wow. Was there a turning point?
No idea.
Moment?
I'm just told that, oh yeah, he sold the ferrets back. Took a $200 bath.
Can you do that?
There's a lot of people wanting ferrets.
So did he just hit Facebook Marketplace with them? Okay.
There's a ferret group he was already a part of. And so I think he got them for $600 with the cage, and he sold them for $400. Took a bath a little bit. But, you know, it's a life lesson. I told him, like, you're going to get tired of him.
He could have bought an Xbox.
He's got one of those that he didn't have to pay for.
He could have bought a PS5.
He's got one of those that he didn't have to pay for.
He could have bought his dad a nice present.
He got one of those.
That is true.
He didn't have to pay for that.
The
either,
present might have been that the ferrets are gone now.
Yes, that is it.
I guess that's Merry
Christmas. So he basically
Christmas
spent $200 of his own money for us to not have ferrets,
even though
we originally didn't have ferrets.
Here's the thing is, I think I have a memory of I was probably 13 or 14, and I had just gotten a cell phone, and I used way too many minutes, way more than I was supposed to use.
Mm-hmm.
And that phone bill came in. And I think it was like $300.
Mm-hmm.
And I was left holding the bill at the end. I remember that with some amount of, like, pain and thinking, that's a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money then, but I had to pay for it. It might have been less than $300. I might be adjusting for inflation. I don't know. But you know what I learned right then? I learned a $300 approximately lesson.
Yeah.
Your son has learned a $200. He paid $200 to learn something about himself and something about ferrets.
Yes.
That's an investment in his future.
Yeah.
So I guess it could be worse, what I'm saying. You know, some perspective there if you catch him, you know, being down $200 and bummed about it.
Yeah. We talked about he's like saving up for a truck for college. He wants a truck. We're like, okay, all your own money. You do this down payment, whatever. We'll match, yada, yada. You pay the deal. And I'm like, but that's for months and months. You got to watch your expenditures. I know. $600 on ferrets.
And then he
that's so much money.
He loses $200.
That's so much money for ferrets.
That's with the cage and everything.
Yeah.
Big old like three-level tiered cage. And then all their... They're the toys and the accoutrements that come with them and all that stuff, the accessories, the food. Yeah.
That was for two ferrets and all of their things.
Two ferrets, yeah.
Wow.
They came with a lot of baggage and a lot of suitcases. They had Louis Vuitton ferret suitcases.
Any other continuing consequences from anything else from that week of so much trauma and so many questionable choices?
The 10-year-old girl doesn't watch the Yellowstone anymore.
Good.
Just because it's out of season.
Right. She watches the streaming.
She's a big 1883 fan. Yeah.
Yeah, she got really into Peaky Blinders.
She did, yes.
Wow. Okay, well, that's... I'm glad that we got the update there. What were the ferrets named, by the way? Do you know?
I never touched them. Literally. I'm like, okay, I don't need to play with ferrets.
Mm-mm.
They were named Izzy and Lola.
Okay, I think we did talk about that because my grandma's name is Lola and Matt Derrick's cat's name is Izzy. So do you know if they're keeping those names in their new homes or are they going to get renamed?
That's a good question.
Ferrets
I don't know.
Probably don't care,
they
right?
They don't care. They don't know.
They'd just be like, hey, ferret.
Hey, ferret.
And I'm guessing that they would still ignore you probably.
Yes.
Last question before we move on to the thing that everyone's looking forward to, and we will go back to the 2021 trivia next segment. You're wearing your Tiger King hat.
I am.
Have you watched season 2?
I have.
Okay. I don't know that I've spoken to anyone who has. I have also not seen it. How
Why not?
Odd.
Seen it?
I don't know.
Great.
Okay, I just wanted. I needed an endorsement from somebody. Nobody's talked about it.
Absolutely great.
Okay,
it's more on the Carol Baskin murder, not murder, side of things. Because Joe Schreibvogel Maldonado Passage Exotic is in prison still, and a lot of that is on the efforts to get him out. They really thought Trump was going to pardon him.
There was a
they really did.
He had a car.
There were movements
waiting for him at
did.
The prison, like
at
on the
press,
on the day the whenever you know they when Trump did his pardon.
Do you know what the day was?
When was it?
January 6th.
No kidding.
Something else happened that day that diverted Trump's attention.
The buffet at the
because they
Mar-a-Lago?
Even at the so there were rallies right before the insurrection we're calling it and there are Free Joe people there at like these rallies and they have signs and everything and they get into it with these other people like no he's attempted murder and all that stuff and it's a great it's not as good as the first season because first season's like oh my god there are people like this
right
they revisit all the people like that the ones that are alive
yeah because they're not all
well and then the one guy that turned on Joe basically has had an epiphany he's like I'm going to tell you all the truths of my life, and he won't stop. He's telling everybody.
Which one is that?
The guy who rode off on the jet ski
guy?
No.
He's
part of it, but he's the guy. He was the dullard, bald guy they were going to have go. He was the hired hand they were going to have go and kill her, supposedly.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember his name. He's not the smartest.
Yeah.
But he just and the guy on the jet ski turns like, nah, he shouldn't be in prison. Now all the stuff I said was true. And so it's...
What?
And then...
Oh, no!
And then, shocker, Jake, is it Jake Lowe or what's his name? The guy that came over from Vegas to take over, Jeff Lowe.
Yeah.
His partner with the even crazier wildlife guy from Indiana.
Yeah.
They take over the zoo in Oklahoma. Shocker, things don't go well there, right? They butt heads.
Whoa,
nobody
hey,
saw that coming.
Spoiler alert. First you spoiled Wordle, and then you spoiled that the people in Tiger King aren't great with managing wildlife.
Yes. Don't work well with others.
Wow. Yeah, do we get more on Jefford Lowe or whatever his name is?
Oh, a ton more.
Okay, because it seems, I think season one ended with him pretty much being the top of a cult, right? More or less.
Like a sex cult.
Like a sex cult.
Yeah. It was funny.
Why haven't I watched season two yet?
I remember watching the first season and being like, oh, this guy like seems like episode one. This guy seems awesome. Like this is the guy who you want to be. And then you get to episode two and you're like, oh.
You would have been in the sex cult, Rudy.
This guy's got a sex cult.
You would have been in the sex cult.
Well, and then
I don't think I'm his type.
Supposed one more thing I'm going to spoil because I can't get it off out of my mind right now. Oof. I think the code is they would have a radio code at the zoo whenever patrons would come in and all that. If there was a hot woman there and they wanted to get her into the lair, the sex lair, the code over the CB was code 69.
No!
I think that was it. It was something
along
those lines.
It had to be 69.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a code number to identify an attractive female,
candidates to snap up in your sex cult.
Yeah. And it worked.
Oh, yeah, boy.
It worked?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got tons of people in his sex cult. He's obviously good at it.
Listen, baby tigers are nature's aphrodisiac.
That's true.
Wow.
If there's anything that Tiger King taught, the first season taught me, was that if you want to be good with women, just have a bunch of tigers.
Yep.
Or men, if that's your thing. You know, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it's,
have tigers.
Just open it up. Just a sex cult for anybody, you know? That's the t-shirt saying.
Watch Tiger King, too. I can't believe you guys are like
an elephant doesn't
hesitating
hurt.
On it. I
will watch it. I will. I'm just saying, I'm glad to know that it's good. I was afraid that it was going to be the watered down. Wasn't there the special with Joel McHale or something that I don't think I did watch either?
That's technically like it's on the. It was like still in the season one.
Yeah,
of Tiger King.
But
there
was like
special. Yeah,
it was like a retrospective or something. It didn't really appeal to me. The fact that Tiger King 2 is a genuine continuation of all that. That's exciting. Wow. Okay. Well, we covered a lot of ground there from
one segment, wasn't it?
From Wordle to Chiefs Bills to Tiger King 2. I'm pretty sure that means that our next segment will be our last segment of the night with Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41 next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I'm an easy to peg what I'm doing, and it's golf. My cover is exactly like the book.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last segment of the week here with Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41, and what is becoming a recurring
it's two bit times that, you call it recurring
that I'm excited to continue here now.
Getting close to tradition, but not there yet.
Did we play music last time we did this? I think we did.
We did.
And music. And now here we go. Mick Schaefer. What are our categories?
You would do the open to a game we used to do. What was that?
I forget exactly about a year ago, Josh would make me sing.
Oh, yeah.
About a year ago.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Exactly what it was, but I do remember having to sing.
You recorded it. It was well produced.
Put a lot of it
ahead of time.
I layered multiple tracks,
Of course. I remember that. That was a good bit. So Jeopardy style rules, ask it as a question, 100 to 500 in three categories. Mick Schaefer, what are our categories?
What'd you get on Wordle today there, Rudy?
Oh, today I think I was, let me pull back up. Was I four?
I believe it
was.
I got in three.
Okay, so you're up first, Josh. Yeah. You get a pick. So we have Kansas, we have the Olympics, we have television.
Let's start off with television for 100.
Television for 100. Squid Game is a Netflix survival drama set in this Asian country.
Rudy.
Yes.
South Korea. What is South Korea?
Very good.
Where is South Korea?
It's an Asian country. Oh, I see. You gotta track your own score.
Okay.
I will not track your score for you. Here we go. Here's some post-it notes.
Thank you.
You have a pen?
I do.
Great. All right, so you get the second one.
Your pick there, Rudy.
Let's go television for 200.
Television for 200. Cobra Kai Season 3 saw the return of Ally Mills, played by this original Karate Kid actress. Come on, an all-time hottie, boys.
Oh, no.
No.
Josh.
Yes.
Who is Jaden Smith?
No.
He was in the reboot.
Rudy.
That's all I have.
Who is Jackie Chan?
Ooh, Jackie Chan's a good one.
Why are you guys guessing dudes? Actress.
Because I don't.
Allie Mills.
I don't know.
You couldn't think of a fake female name?
None of them were as funny, I thought.
But these two answers, they were in Karate Kid. It was just the remake.
But okay. And also, in Nick's defense, they also weren't funny. So yeah, I think
I didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I totally know who that is.
You're bored again. Rudy.
Let's go TV for 300.
Jason Sudeikis returned for Ted Lasso Season 2 in 2021, heading up this fictional soccer team.
Rudy.
Josh.
Rudy.
AFC. What is AFC Richmond?
Very good.
Finally finished Season 2 like a couple days ago, by the way.
Season 1 is so much better.
I feel like people didn't respect Season 2 enough.
So I think Season 1 is better, but wow. I think Season 2 is amazing still.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed it.
I think it's an excellent.
Stupid funeral season one episode, better, the stupid Christmas episode. Awesome.
Here's the thing with the funeral episode, though.
You didn't like the kid with the stinky breath?
I was like, that's your main
arc?
Did you not think
the funeral episode was the season finale? Because I did.
Felt like it.
It felt like a season finale, and then I find out like 3 weeks later, oh no, there were still two more episodes.
There were a couple character choices I didn't love. I will say that.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
I don't need Sam and Rebecca. That was just an odd.
Spoiler alert.
No, I'm talking about Cheers.
An odd tension.
Okay. All right, where are we going?
TV for 400. Let's just rock this TV.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yellowstone Season 4 saw Jimmy shipped off to this non-fictional ranch.
Josh.
Yeah.
What is the cowboy ranch?
Incorrect.
Josh.
Done.
What is
Done.
The pizza ranch?
Rudy.
Josh, what is ranch dressing?
What is the big boy horse ranch?
Come on!
What is the four sixes? It's a real ranch.
Just
I think it's getting its own show. You guys are nailing this.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did better last
500?
Yeah, let's just do TV for 500.
You guys get your buzzers ready here. Ready?
Yeah.
Wanda Maximoff created this fake town in the hit Marvel series WandaVision.
Oh, I forgot what the town is called.
Oh, you nerds. You're letting down your nerddom. You're too sporty.
Rudy.
Yes.
What is Latveria?
Latveria?
That's a country in the MCU. No. It's where Age of Ultron takes place.
I thought
place.
Latvia is a country. Latvia is a real country.
A real country.
No, yeah, but in the MCU, it
Latveria
is not like an actual country.
Okay.
Or actually, say in the comic books. I think in the actual movies it is Latvia, but in the comic books it's Latveria.
It's in New Jersey.
You're gonna say it, and it's gonna.
Yeah,
click.
I think there's something directional. Josh,
yes.
East Town,
Westview.
Ah,
what is Westview? Man.
I knew there was.
You were on it though.
So you're winning, right there, Rudy.
I'm not bored yet.
I've got 400. Yeah.
Okay,
so let's go. Let's go Kansas for 100.
In December, Western Kansas suffered millions in damages thanks to this natural disaster.
Josh,
yeah.
What is a tornado?
Incorrect.
Really.
Rudy.
Yeah.
What is a wildfire?
Correct.
Oh, good call.
Western Kansas, I thought, you know, Colorado's got those wildfires.
Right.
I was trying to get on the board and obviously failed at it.
Tornado's a good guess. Let's go, what was the other one? Kansas, TV,
The Olympics.
Oh, let's go Olympics for 100.
This city won the bid for the 2020 Summer Olympics over Istanbul and Madrid.
Josh.
Yeah.
What is Tokyo?
That is correct.
Oh, it's I froze. I can see the logo. Let's go Kansas for 200.
Kansas 200. After taking a COVID year off, the Kansas State Fair returned in 2021 to this Kansas town.
Josh, what is Hutchinson?
That's correct.
I went there. Renee and I went there a few years ago.
Playing the band there.
Been what?
Playing the band there.
Really?
All the small town Kansas bands would go and the State Fair parade.
I enjoy the Kansas State Fair.
I do too.
Let's go Kansas for 300.
KU basketball's March Madness ended in the second round of the NCAA tournament when the Jayhawks lost to this Pac-12 school.
Josh. What is Oregon?
Oh, incorrect.
Oh man, I blacked out.
Second round was who is USC?
Very good.
Oh, you're wrong. They
lost to Oregon in the
that was longer ago.
16, yeah, 2016, yeah. Elite Eight in
That's
Kansas City.
Bad. I just blacked out. That's your call, Rudy.
Let's go.
We've got
Olympics.
Kansas for 4 and 5, and then Olympics.
Let's go Olympics for 2.
The United States led the medal count with 113, 25 more than this country.
Rudy. Josh.
Rudy.
What is China?
That's correct.
I was going to say Russia anyway. So.
Okay, let's go Olympics for 3.
A doping scandal forced this country's athletes to compete under the name ROC.
Rudy. Josh.
Rudy.
What is Russia?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
I was hoping you'd go for that one next.
Yeah. Doing Olympics for four.
Yeah, let's go Olympics for four.
Let's just go ahead.
Let's roll with
I'm
this.
Getting my bleep.
Simone Biles had a disappointing Olympics, but her teammate won the women's individual all around.
Oh, I know this.
Do you?
I do. But
you're just not
going to
say it.
She's from Minnesota.
She is from Minnesota.
Yep. Because it was a big deal because I believe she is the first, I forget the Asian country, like to come away with a medal. Oh, boy. She has an incredible shoe game.
Josh,
Nikes.
Yes. What is Jackie Chan?
Incorrect.
Okay.
I will accept his last names.
I don't have a good answer. I don't know. I'm going to say it and it's going to make me mad.
Sunisa Lee. Sunny Lee.
Yeah, Sunny Lee.
We do 500?
Yeah, let's go Olympics for five.
With the retirement of Usain Bolt, this Italian sprinter is now the fastest man in the world after winning the 100-meter dash.
I didn't watch almost any of these Olympics. I don't know if that's coming through or not.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Who is Tyreek Hill?
Incorrect.
I don't have it. I haven't.
White Italian. Marcel Jacobs.
I thought about just throwing out an Italian sounding last name. I got nervous.
Jacobs would not have hit. Probably you would have played on that.
Would not have been it. We're going to be in Final Jeopardy not mattering territory shortly, but you want to just finish out the Kansas category here?
Yes. Finish it out. 400?
Yeah.
Kansas Health Secretary Lee Norman said he was Fauci'd after she fired him in November over COVID policy differences.
Josh?
Yes.
Who is Laura Kelly?
That's correct.
Interesting. I don't even know that happened. Said he was Fauci'd. I like that verb. Let's go Kansas for 500.
Okay, here we go. Kansas football shocked the college football world when it upset Texas thanks to a two-point conversion by this Kansas native.
Oh!
What's his name? Applebee's guy.
I've already forgotten his name.
Applebee's guy, but that's maybe like a Subway spokesperson.
Yeah, I can't remember his
Jared,
last name.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Who is Jared Casey?
Very good. Nice. I gave you a hint, but yeah, you take it. 500. That's big there.
Yeah. How many points do you have?
1,700.
All right. I can't get there. I have 700. So I can't even get
there.
What
if he makes a bad bet?
That's fine. Let's do it. We'll
I'll bet
figure
them all.
Are we
I'll
doing
bet
Final
bet
Jeopardy?
Let's sneak it in. Let's do it.
All right, ready for this one?
Yeah. Yep.
The category's holidays. What are you going to do? Bet it all?
Betting it all.
I'll bet it all.
Whoa. Last week I failed this. And
can't remember the date of this newest official U.S. holiday? It's almost in the title.
Can you read that again?
Can't remember the date of this newest official U.S. holiday? It's almost in the title.
Boy. Oh, I know.
You shouldn't say that out loud. If it matters. But.
Okay, I got my answer.
Okay, Josh, you were in second place. We'll go with you. What's your answer?
What is August 11th today? But it's actually on August 12th.
That's great, but incorrect.
That makes sense.
Why don't you wager all of it?
I'm broke.
Rudy, what's your answer?
What is Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is correct.
No! No!
Took a bath in this one.
That was a good. I liked that one. I phrased it well.
It was very
cool. Your questions were good. Your players were awful. This is what it must feel like.
You guys
to be.
Were buying NFTs in all of
That's
2021.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was buying NFTs and not watching the Olympics. So, Mick Schaefer, thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here.
It's Thanks
always
for
a pleasure.
Me.
Thank you for bringing trivia. We'll have more next
Absolutely.
Week, probably.
There's so many more.
Can't wait to get my ass kicked again. All right. I got
bye
sports
Michelle,
Saturday
Michelle,
tomorrow
Michelle,
morning.
Bye, Michelle.
That's how the show ends now.